Wayne and King. Fire.
Good discussion on list builds and who you want to see play and when is the right time to farewell your champions. 1-300-736-736 if you want to have your say. Nick's been waiting patiently. Nick, did you watch the footy last night? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, mate. I'm a Tigers fan. I went to the footy last night. I just wanted to speak about Cumberland. I can't believe he's not playing. He's a goal sneak. He gets forward, he kicks lots of goals, and guys like Morris Rioli just don't offer much in the way of that.
Yeah. How do you see him, Kingy? Like, there's something there, but clearly there's a significant piece missing.
Cumberland.
Yeah.
He does kick goals. What's he play? He's played 18 games, 27 goals. It's been a while since he's really put a quarter or a game together, but you have to have a look. To your point, you've got to find out. I'm a little bit with you on Morris Rioli. He does some really good things, some good rundown harassment work. But outside of that, you still need to do more.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting an answer. It's a year of exploration and find out what's on the list. Who's taking you to the promised land and who's not. And you've got to get an answer on Cumberland. It's a good call.
Nick. Good on you, Nick. Tigers fans, do you agree? Now, Ray's waking up to us early in WA. This news just sort of snuck through. No. We're not going to Ray.
Yeah, we're sticking with the Tigers.
We're going to Jack.
Yeah, Jack's.
Right. Let's go to Jack. I do want to speak about Justin Longmuir and his contract extension yesterday shortly with you. Jack, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, well, because of the game last night, and I was a bit concerned in a couple of areas. Number one, the defense. I mean, Newman, Saad, McGovern all played fantastic, but it was very disorganized. I mean, what was going on down there? There was balls leaking everywhere. Balls to the forefront, getting mopped up. It was just embarrassing, I thought. The implications of Weedery not playing are so severe, it's not even funny. I mean,
embarrassing.
He's the one guy that we cannot afford to go down, period.
He did go down, and you've beaten Brisbane, who didn't get beaten at all at the Gabba last year, and you've beaten Richmond in round one. You're 2-0 with a bye to come. You've got Marchbank and Weedery coming back. Do you feel like you've been a bit harsh?
I see similar things last year where, disorganisation and defence. I mean, 1-1, Newman was the lead, Saad held his own, McGovern was awesome, but just why we were just leaking goals for fun. And it was just a bit concerning in that regard. One more thing I have to address as well is I'm seeing a bit of the midfield balance again, doing the same things. I'm not too sure about some of the roles that we have going forward. Hewitt, Kennedy, some of the guys there, I just see this year us lacking avenues for goals again with some of the midfielders not being goal hungry. What's your thoughts there as well?
I'm tell you what, Jack's coming in next Friday. He's going to. This is the best call we've had in years. Jack.
You agree?
I do agree. I think he makes some great points. And I think what it does highlight is when you have star factor players like Weedering and Walsh out of your lineup, you sometimes just have to make ends meet any which way you can. And they're scrambling. They are scrambling at the moment. They're not their damaging self from stoppage. They're not as tough as what they've been last year. You take Weedering, that calibre of player out of your back line, you're going to look exposed at times. So to win two games, I think, Jack, is an unbelievable result, being far, far from your best.
All right, I've sorted out my end here. Let's go
to
Johnny.
Fancy you saying you've been too harsh, Jack.
Well, I think if you are Carlton, if you're a Carlton fan, you are going, this could have been 0-2, and where the prospect of finishing top four from there is difficult, but we're not. We've won big games with some real challenges, and we're in a pretty good position with the reinforcements coming. Like, even players like Hollins will help. Motlop will help. I'm not sure when Walsh comes back, but Marchbank will help. Weedering definitely, clearly helps. So they got Pitnett, who they can pull the string if they need to as ruck backup. I just think you're in a good position, and they'll address that. And if they can get their weapon back from stoppage, it's about peaking in September, not now for the Blues. Johnny, what do you think of last night's game?
Oh, I just thought about your comment, Kane, about Noah Bolter. You playing 300 games, some of the things you say.
Which one, John?
About the tackle. How can a player that's running at full speed to run down another player who weighs 100 kilos? And by the way, the umpire's called holding the ball before the other umpire's called in the back. That was definitely holding the ball. That's a game changer. Now, the decisions were, the umpiring last night was terrible on all accounts. Okay, but one decision in that last quarter was so costly. When you look at what Bolter does when he gets the ball, there's three Richmond blokes 50 metres in the clear on the other wing.
You just can't fall in someone's back, though, John, when you tackle them. You just can't.
Kane, the umpire is called holding the ball on the other side.
Well, he didn't, because the free kick went the other way, so he didn't call holding the ball. One of them might, but the controlling umpire didn't, because he's got up and got the free kick.
Kane, do yourself a favour. Go and watch the Richmond reserves when you get a chance.
Yes.
Just in my spare time. That'd be great. That'd be a hoot, wouldn't it? That'd be entertaining.
When are they playing this week, John?
I'll go and watch the Richmond reserves in my spare time.
Kane, but you don't know much about them.
Well, what do you mean? What do I need to know about them, John?
Well, you keep turning around, and even out of your own mouth, I've heard you sing the praises of Blair Hartley. Let me put it to you this way. Considering that last year we only had pick 49 and pick 66.
Yeah, why was that?
How does a smart recruiting officer come out with six picks in the top 40 in 2024?
Well, I'm just saying to you, John, you had five inside 30 in 2021, and I want to see them play. Is that not too much to ask? Or
have a look
then,
at the coach
or they're no good, or they're no good, and you don't play them.
Have a look at the coach that was coaching us previously. He refused to play them.
He did win you a few flags, John. I'm not sure we can. I like you got the scattergun approach going at the moment, just but let's leave Damien out of it. Jeez.
Got me on the tackle. Got me on the list. Wants me to head out there and watch the Tigers and the VFL.
Who have they got this week?
That'd be a hoot.
What do you got on?
We'll get to Jim and Damien on the other side of this. They also want to speak about Richmond. It's time now for the news headlines. Back shortly after this.